Good morning. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. You've seen the pictures. An imposing row of police officers, shields out, riot helmets on, faces blank, their numbers stretching across a Baltimore neighborhood street. Across an invisible line, protesters stare back, their hands up. To most people, this is the image of police-community relations in parts of Baltimore City. Can this frayed relationship be repaired? Chief Ganesha Martin is charged with the task of bringing police and the communities they serve together. She's chief of community relations for the Baltimore Police Department, and she's with me now in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
The Washington Post is reporting it has seen a police document which quotes the man who was in the van at the same time as Freddie Gray, saying that Gray was, quote, banging against the walls, close quote, and that he believes that Gray was, quote, intentionally trying to injure himself, close quote. That's going to face a lot of scrutiny and skepticism from the community. What will you tell them?
Frazier just mentioned it. There's a process. We hope that the public respects the process. The police commissioner has done everything that he possibly can to try and condense what's normally a month-long process into a shorter time span. We know that the community wants answers, that they're frustrated and they're angry. And so we're doing all that we can to try to get them the answers that they need. But at the end, I think everybody wants justice. And we'd rather be right than fast. And so what we have tried to balance over the last couple of days is to give the public as much information as we possibly can without jeopardizing the prosecution, if there will be one.
Well, as you know, and as I could sort of read between the lines of what you just said, the idea has gotten out that since Commissioner Batts has been clear that the police investigation would go to State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby tomorrow, May 1st, the idea got out that the public would also learn at least parts of the findings of the investigation. That it is not the plan, but there is this expectation, and I mean you've got to worry about the relations between the community and the police. It seems like a tense moment if folks don't get the answers that they have come to expect will be coming tomorrow.
I think the problem is that no matter what we stood up and said between now and the case going to the state's attorney, those answers were never going to be sufficient, because at the end of the day, the way the American system is set up is that people that are accused of criminal activity have the right to a jury. And so the truth of the matter is the answers about what will happen with any of the officers in the end will end up in the hands of a jury, if that's the way it goes.
Right. But right. Let me just underscore that point, because you're right. It's not just when information gets out. It's also what. We spoke with a man named Tony on Tuesday, not far from the burned-out CVS that we've all seen on TV. Here's what he told us.
If they come back from the grand jury and they don't find near one of them to bring up on charge and let them be tried in the courtroom by 12 a jury, it's going to be hell to pay.
Now, I know no grand jury is involved at this point, but if in the end no officers involved in the arrest of Freddie Gray are charged, how will you work with the community when so many of them will see that as an injustice?
The one thing that has become clear is that the things that we're seeing on the street are not just about Freddie Gray. I think Freddie Gray is an opportunity to take tragedy to triumph. We've seen our community come together. I will tell you, I was so proud and brought to tears to see our community linked up in between the police officers and the angry protesters, those that we thought might want to cause violence and destruction to our city. There are larger issues here. And so what we're going to have to do is deal with those larger issues. Freddie Gray has sparked a huge conversation, a lot of attention. But some of the anger you saw was pent up. It's been there for a while. This is just the way that people have decided show their anger. You saw people saying, "Will I be the next Freddie Gray?" So the conversations we have to emanate with what happened with Mr. Gray, but they have to be on a larger scale, because there are a lot of people in our community that don't trust the police, that don't trust the system, and as the gentleman stated, and so we have to find a way to repair that relationship. Period.
On WIPR Maryland Morning, that's Chief Ganesha Martin. She leads community relations for the Baltimore Police Department. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about how police can repair the frayed relationships they have in some Baltimore neighborhoods. So I hear the question, how do you do it? I mean, do you have in mind, you talk about conversations. Right now, some of those conversations are over barricades, past shields. I mean, do you envision other kinds of conversations?
Absolutely, because through all of this, I see hope. I see the Baltimore that I know, a resilient city that never gives up, that comes together in tough times. I will tell you that a lot of the peace that we were able to broker after much of the destruction and violence was because our community members came out and they talked to the violent protesters, or the people that the young kids that were so irate that they didn't know what to do with that energy and that anger. And they calmed them and they talked to them. And we've had meetings and we continue to have those meetings. What I hope, and I think I bring a different perspective to the conversation, because I'm a civilian in a paramilitary organization. So the thing that continues to be clear to me is we're dealing with humans. This is a human story. We have officers who put their lives on the line every day. And as a result, that creates a sort of tension in some of the communities they police. And then you have people that are living in very dire straits, which cause all sorts of stress mentally, physically, that have to do with the lack of food, education, those sorts of things. And so when you have two human beings existing in a very tense situation, we have to figure out a way to de-escalate that. We have to figure out a way where we begin to understand each other's tension, understand each other's stress, and start interacting with each other like we're one, because we truly are. We're in this together. This is our city. This is where we have to work, live, and raise our children. And so we're all in this together, and we have to figure out a way to work together to bring our city together to move forward.
What are some of the barriers in repairing these relationships?
Distrust. You know, one of the things that we have seen, and we're going to continue to see through this process, is the distrust with anything that we say. You know, this is a decades-long problem. People are hurt. People have seen their family members hurt. We have some real instances in the police department of bad behavior, and sometimes they're fairly egregious. And so this is what people see. They often do not. Once you see that type of behavior, it's hard to see the good officers, and we have tons of them that want to be out there and help our community and bridge that gap. So to me, the first hurdle is trust, and that's going to be a huge hurdle. And I think the best way to deal with that is not talk. Certainly we have to have conversations, but it's going to be prolonged action. When they hear us say that we're going to do something in the community, to have these conversations, then we have to follow through with action. And I think consistent action over a time period will begin to build that trust, and then work together, because the only way we're going to do this is together.
It seems to me the process you're describing is something of years or decades rebuilding this trust. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, one thing the last few weeks have shown is the patience of the community seems at an end.
Well, I'll tell you this. What has to happen is any bad actors in our department have to be gotten rid of. You know, so to your point, yes, I think this is a process that will take years with any relationship when there is a distrust. It is not a quick process. But I think one of the things, and like I mentioned, there has to be swift action. When we have evidence or we know that there are bad actors in our police department, they have to be getting rid of. And the police commissioner has shown that will do that. He has arrested police officers. He has actually forced out police officers, whether that be through retirement or disciplinary proceedings. So he has no problem getting rid of the bad apples in our police department. That would be a huge step as well in repairing the relationship, along with transparency and the communication.
I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Chief Ganesha Martin. She heads the community relations for the Baltimore Police Department. We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Just ahead, the media's role in what's going on in the streets. Stay with us on 88.1.